every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The Elites wrapped up their season at the Pro Guide Batteries Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Mississippi River, and it was a visually stunning tournament to watch. Wisconsin Pat Schlopper won the Blue Trophy, while Alabama's Tucker Smith won Rookie of the Year, and Canadian Chris Johnson won his second consecutive Angler of the Year title. And all three are on this week's episode. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to
Minnow King. We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Classic. And of course, as I said in the open, we do have the Rookie of the Year and the Angler of the Year coming up. But first things first, Bat Slapper won the Pro Guide Batteries Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Mississippi River. So it's time to get him in the Rapala winner's circle here. 66 pounds, 5 ounces, the most ever to win at the Upper Mississippi. This is an area that he was very, very familiar with, unlike the Sabine, where he won earlier this year. So he gets two wins on the season and joins us now on the VMC Hook. Pat, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Happy to be on.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, winner's circle is winner's circle, and this is kind of cool when you think about your two wins, because it goes to show versatility. You won on a tournament. You won on a body of water that dumps into the Gulf of America, and then you also won at the northernmost spot in Wisconsin at the Upper Mississippi. I mean, you couldn't be further apart for your two wins, and you know, I think that says something about your versatility.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you know, there's some similarities between the two systems, but, you know, still there's a lot of differences. And, you know, I'm a lot more familiar with the Mississippi than I was the Sabine. I mean, I've been on the Sabine a few times, but definitely different fisheries, but there are some similarities.
This was kind of a unique, kind of an interesting deal for you going in, because, you know, you were hanging around that Classic bubble line, and of course you get the automatic Bassmaster Classic spot with the win here in the final event of the season. But you also needed the points to make sure that you stayed above that 42, 43. Right now it's sitting at about 43 as well. So as you're fishing this thing, are you thinking about, listen, I need to make sure that I've got enough points. I need to finish, you know, having a good finish here to lock into the Classic? Or were you thinking that I need to win this tournament to make the Classic?
No, I was fishing it to win it. I wasn't concerned with making the Classic. I mean, you know, I took some risks I maybe wouldn't have if I fished that way. You know, just trying to get in the Classic, but making the Classic's not a major concern for me anymore. I mean, I've made several of them, and, you know, to me, a win does a heck of a lot more than making the Classic. So I want to make the Classic. I want to be there, obviously, because I want to have a shot to win, but I'm not going to sacrifice trying to win a regular season tournament just to try to make sure I, you know, sneak into the Classic. So, especially on a body of water that I'm familiar with. Like, I know what to do to win down there. And, you know, I did everything in my power to stay around the fish that I needed to win the tournament.
Yeah. And you made kind of a gutsy, I use that term, comment on the final day that these guys should be afraid if they know what I'm around. And, you know, that's a pretty confident statement, but you knew what you were on, right?
Yeah. And that's, I talked to some other people about that. Like, I'm a really humble person. I'm not, you know, cocky or arrogant, but like, I was just being honest. Like, I knew with the conditions, what was changing. I knew a lot of the guys wouldn't know how to adjust for the river, you know, with all the conditions we had. And I knew what to do, and I knew where to do it, and I knew what was there. So yeah, I wanted to get in their head a little bit, but I also was, I mean, I was, it was true. Like, I know I'm around the biggest fish in pool 7 right now. And if I can get 5 of them to bite, like, you guys probably aren't going to beat me.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly what happened. But you did need that late one. I know you had a couple of fours or in the 4-pound class fish on the final day. You had one after 2 o'clock. Was that one of the big ones?
Yeah, that was my biggest one. And that they didn't really tell the story. Yeah. They didn't really tell the story of what happened, you know. And I haven't like seen much, you know, because the FS1 coverage is only 3 hours or whatever. So I didn't, but yeah, there was a big part of the story that wasn't told. You know, I mean, I honestly probably had enough to win when I locked down, but you know, I took a major gamble with an hour left after I locked through. I ran all the way to the bottom of pool 8 to one little area, and I made 2 big culls, and they only talk about one. They only showed the one, but like, I mean, I caught a 3.25 that threw out a 240, and then I caught almost a 4.5 that threw out, you know, a 280, and that was in like a 5-minute span. And they just never really told that story. So after it was all said and done, I believe I would have won with what I had, but it made me feel a heck of a lot better when I was leaving there with 18.5, 19 pounds versus when I went there with 16.5
yeah,
pounds.
I don't know. I mean, you won by 212. It sounds like you won the tournament in those last 2 calls. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's really close, but it sounds like from what you're saying right there.
One of them would have done it.
Yeah.
You know, one of them would have done it.
One of the two, yeah.
I mean, once again, the, like, you know, when I caught the first good one, which was, you know, like a 3.25, I'm like, okay, that gained me 3/4 of a pound. I got over 17 now. Feel good. Like, okay, that's just because I told myself I need to have 17 pounds to have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next flip, when I caught that big one, I was like, okay, now I feel like I got a really good chance. You know, those guys got to catch 16 plus to beat what I got. And then I might have fished a couple minutes longer, which I definitely could have fished another 10 minutes in there. And I probably should have, even though it didn't matter. But then I just ran back and kind of hung out by the bridge where half the top 10 was fishing all day.
So the flipping fish are the ones that ultimately put you over the top. But when you were up in pool 7, you were using a frog. We saw a lot of frog fishing going on all throughout the coverage on Bassmaster Live. We saw a lot of that. But you were also using that Big Bites jerk minnow on a 5/8 round bend hook. Talk about that a little bit and that technique and how you set that deal up.
Yeah, that was the first 2 days. The first 2 days, it was completely calm, like dead calm.
Mm-hmm.
When I was fishing out in the middle of a big eelgrass flat, I'd spent about 7 or 8 hours of my practice time just scouring that flat, and I found one little area that had them. And like, I pummeled them the first 2 days on the jerk minnow because it was calm and those fish were fresh, unmolested. They hadn't been hooked. They hadn't been fished for. They were super aggressive. Like you could see in the cut. Well, I didn't have a camera the second day, but the first day, I mean, I caught a lot of them on that jerk minnow. But then after that, and the first day I did weigh some fish, my bigger fish, on a frog. The second day, I think I weighed 3 of them on that jerk minnow. And then I think I got 1 on a frog and I got 1 flipping. But then the day 3 and 4, it was so windy. I mean, it was 30-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah. And those fish, I caught a couple out there, but I couldn't throw the jerk minnow. It was just too windy. Like, I think I caught 1 on a worm and I caught 1 on a swim jig the last day when I started out there. And then after that, it was like day 4, every fish I weighed was flipping. Yeah. I never caught one on a frog. I didn't really, I knew that wasn't going to be the deal because of the cold, second day of the cold front, hard north wind. Like, and I knew a lot of them guys were going to try to do it, but that's just not, it's not going to be, they're not going to bite it near as good as they did the first couple days. So, the last day every fish I weighed was flipping.
Yeah. Interesting season for you. You know, struggled a little bit out of the gate. They hadn't made a check in three events. And then all of a sudden, after the 32nd place finish at Lake Fork, you win two of the last four events of the year. The other two, you're in, you make the Saturday cut as well. So it was a great finish to a season that, yes, puts you into Classic and yeah, you know, made you the number two money winner on the Bassmaster Elite list, only behind the Classic winner, Easton Fothergill. So a great, great season for you, and it's got to set you up nice for the off season and going into kicking things off at Gunnersville next year.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps, you know, just to get that extra boost, and boost in confidence is the big thing. I'm not as concerned about the money, but it's a big boost in confidence when you win one event. But when you win two events, you know, it makes you feel, makes you just feel different.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm curious to see how it rolls into next year. I mean, this season's not even close to done for me. I got the biggest event I'll ever fish in my life coming up money wise. So like, I've got some big things I get to do this fall, but, you know, I'm already thinking about next year and trying to prepare and starting to talk, you know, business stuff with a few companies.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm really hoping that boosts that a little bit. So we'll see. A lot of uncharted territory for me. So we're kind of learning as we go and see what happens.
Yeah, Pat Schlopper has been our guest. Pat, I appreciate you. Congrats on the win. Good luck in that big deal as well. That's coming up, and we'll look forward to chatting again.
All right, appreciate it.
There you go, Pat Schlopper. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the Rookie of the Year, young Tucker Smith, is next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, now time to talk to the Rookie of the Year. We've been talking to this kid for a while. It feels like he's a vet. I mean, this guy won 3 high school national championships. Talk to him back then. He won college national championships. Talk to him then. Won a big old tournament from Johnny Morris where him and Logan Parks won $1 million. Talk to him then. Talk to him when he won at Lake Fork as well. And now we're going to talk to Tucker Smith because he is the Rookie of the Year for 2025, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Tuck, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, man.
Well, I appreciate you joining us once again. And, man, you didn't mess around. It was like, you know, this was the nip and tuck between you and your roommate, Paul Marks, and your other roommate. And here you were guys were all real tight, and he decided to kind of pull away from them and leave them in your dust here the last couple of events.
Man, it was a blessing of the year. I didn't really know. I had a good feeling about the year, but I didn't know that it was going to be a close Rookie of the Year race like that. After the last 2 events, I thought Paul Marks he's one of my best friends, and he had a really good lead on me. He had 50 something points on me after 10 killer. And so I knew that I needed 2 really good events, and I just fished hard, the last 2 events. And I told my camera guy, Hudson, I said, I'm going to need probably 2 top 10s to win Rookie of the Year and to climb back in AOI top 10 overall AOI. And so I ended up having a really good finish at St. Clair, ended up catching that 26-pound bag that was the biggest bag of the tournament that carried me into championship Sunday, and ended up making my first or my third top 10 there. And then that closed the gap from 50 something points to, I think it was 8 points after that to Paul. And so I knew that I needed to catch him at lacrosse. And I went out there and spent half a day in pool 7, half a day in pool 9. And then the rest of my practice I spent in pool 8, trying to find some stuff that was close by to the ramp so I didn't have to lock and have a lot of risk involved in my decisions, and ended up catching him in pool 8 the first day, and then ended up having to lock about 12 o'clock the second day when Rookie of the Year was on the line, and ended up making a good decision to run to a place that was about 20 to 25 miles away at 12 o'clock, and ended up catching a really good bag and about 10 casts, and ran all the way back and ended up spending the rest of my tournament in that area and finished in the top 10, and was fortunate enough to win Rookie of the Year, and then also move back into ninth place. Overall AOI for the year. So made the classic, and it was really an awesome way to end the season and a dream season for me.
Impulse Lithium Pro Tucker Smith with us here, coming off his Rookie of the Year finish. As you said, 4 top 10s, and let's be quite honest, I mean, this is a little bit like Trey McKinney's year. If you don't, you know, stumble around at the Sabine River and Lake Tenkiller, I mean, if you just finish, you know, make the cut at those 2 events, you might have been the AOI. I mean, the Angler of the Year. It was, with 4 top 10s. I mean, we Chris Johnston, you know, he won the Angler of the Year, never made a top 10. You made 4 of them and finished 9th.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was looking at as well. You know, I had a few tough events, and I look back and I learned from those events. I learned, you know, what not to do, and it's awesome getting to travel these places and learning new bodies of water. And now I know into the future what decisions I probably should have made. And if I just had a few more good tournaments, then it could have been a lot better than than I expected. So, I mean, that's wild to me to even think about.
Yeah, you say good. I say average. I mean, just average tournaments, middle of the pack. You know, every once in a while, you got to figure out a way to fish on Saturday. You know, and it's not your week necessarily to threaten for the win, but you want to make it through Saturday. And but still, what a great year to be the rookie of the year and finish seventh at the Mississippi River off of the eighth at St. Clair, Alabama boy going up north. Now, I just rattled off all that experience that you have. But just talk about that. I mean, you know, here's an Alabama guy going up north, getting damage done at St. Clair. The Mississippi River, though, I mean, I've never fished there out of La Crosse, but to me, it feels like it's kind of like Gunnersville in a way. You know what I mean? With smaller fish, but it's kind of got that same lot of grass, a lot of frogging, you know, that kind of stuff.
We can't talk about Gunnersville because I got a tournament there next year.
Oh, that's right. We can't talk about nobody knows that there's grass in Gunnersville. Hey, stop the presses. They got grass in Gunnersville.
No, but honestly, the tournament at La Crosse, it really reminded me of growing up on the Coosa River.
Yeah.
And because I grew up fishing Logan Martin, Lay Lake, and there's a lot of current there. It's all current driven. There's a lot of current breaks. There's a lot of, you know, frogging. There's a lot of swim jigging. There's a lot of jerk bait fishing. So I have a lot of jig fishing as well in those current breaks and stuff. So I think that it really kind of set up like the Coosa in my eyes. And with that current stuff, I've really gotten used to it growing up out here in Alabama, you know, kind of trying to read the current breaks, reading stuff like that, throwing a topwater a lot. That's what I ended up throwing a lot in the tournament this last week was a topwater, and I've had a lot of practice with that thing over the years, growing up on the Coosa River too. So yeah, I mean, definitely set up as a place that I am comfortable with fishing. So I think that helped me in the long run. But man, just an awesome fishery, a lot of good quality fish in there. I love that place because it changes all the time. I like changing conditions and fish behavior changing. It allows you to adjust on the water and on the fly, and I think that's something really, really cool that you can do in tournament fishing. To, you know, you make a good decision halfway through the day and you end up making it happen and make that call and do it, and it ends up working out. There's not a better feeling in tournament fishing than adjusting and catching them.
Tucker Smith will turn 24 on Wednesday, and you know, that's really young, but you know, you look at some of these other guys, especially we mentioned Trey earlier, who's 20. You got to feel like, okay, you know, I finally made it to a classic. I'll be 24 years old when I fish my first classic this upcoming year in Knoxville. But you know, it's been as I rattled off all your accolades, you know, a lot of heady stuff that you've done, but now an opportunity to fish in the classic. That's a whole nother animal.
Yeah, it is for sure. That's the tournament of all tournaments. And, it's been a dream of mine for a long time. I've come up short in two opens. I've got 2 seconds, and then two college classic brackets. I've got 2 seconds. So I've came up short of the classic 4 times by a second place finish. And to be able to finally compete in that tournament, I feel like it's just a weight off my shoulders. And it's something that I've been dreaming of for my whole life. And to be able to do it, now is amazing. And to be able to qualify, I've always watched that tournament. I remember watching it as a little kid. I remember going to the BJCC in Birmingham when they had one at Gunnersville and watching the weigh-in, and it just fired me up as a little kid. And to be able to fish in that tournament now is unreal.
Yeah, and Tucker Smith, Emil Wagner finished second in the Rookie of the Year, roommates on the road. Paul Marks was third, roommates on the road. And Andrew Loberg is not a rookie, but had a good year and got his way into the Classic as well, right on the brink at 41. I mean, do you guys think about, like, voting him out of the house? I mean, you say, look, Loberg, you know, you got to pick up the pace here, man. We're all over here, you know, at the top of the table. You got to get it going.
No, we don't act like that. We're very encouraging. Loberg's had a heck of a season. Just to make the Classic's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is.
He's one of the best. He's one of the best fishermen for sure that I've been around. When it comes to grass fishing, when it comes to shallow fishing, even his offshore game is unreal. So, yeah, just being around that caliber of fishermen, you know, Paul and Emil, Loberg, those kind of guys, they're all really, really good. And we all push ourselves and push each other to do better in every tournament, and it's awesome to room with them.
Well, it's obvious to me that the source of your success here was that day at Lake Martin. I was fishing that open. You were fishing that open. You were across the street from me, staying in your cabin, and some baits that had you had ordered got delivered to my cabin instead of to your cabin across the way. And I called, and I called you over, said, "Come and get this stuff." And it's obvious since that moment forward, everything changed. You made the Elite. You won a tournament on the Elite. You get four top tens. Now you're the Rookie of the Year, and you all it owe it all to me calling you and saying, "Hey, I got your delivery over here." That's what I think.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly right. I remember that day. That was funny. They shipped it to the other wrong address, I guess.
Yeah,
I had to walk over there and get them at night.
Well, the funny thing is, I think the same people owned both properties is what it was, and they used the one address. So the people that owned the house I was staying in also owned the place you were staying in. So they just kind of sent it over there. So that was the kind of way that deal rolled out. And of course, you guys will be back there next year. Can't talk about Lake Martin either. You better be back there next year.
But, we're gonna go back there next year, and I'm excited for the schedule. We're starting off on Gunnersville, which is my home lake. I've been there for over a year now, so I've got some serious experience out there, and we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be excited. Congratulations on a great year. Tucker Smith has been our guest. Tuck, I appreciate you, and I know we'll be talking plenty in the future. Top threes always come on the show, and I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. It's Tucker Smith. I have been hearing about this kid literally. It is my uncle who lives in North Carolina goes to church with his grandmother. And, you know, my uncle started telling me about him when a grandma was bragging on him back when he won his first high school national championship as a sophomore in high school. And I started hearing about Tucker Smith this and Tucker Smith that. And I'm like, that's a really tough road to get from, you know, high school as a sophomore all the way to being a winner on the Elite Tour. And look at it. There he is. Doing a tremendous job. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had. Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, the ultimate winner of the season, the AOI champion. And this dude did it. You want to talk about making the most out of the least. He fished 27 days, okay, of the nine tournaments. He made every Saturday cut, never made a Sunday cut. I mean, it's just crazy. Last year, four times out of nine tournaments, he was in the top 10. This year, he's like, here, I'll show you how you can win an AOI with one day tied behind your back. And that's exactly what Chris Johnston did. He goes back to back. Only Kevin Van Dam, Roland Martin, Guido Hibden, those are the only guys that have done that before. And no disrespect to those guys. I love them all. But this field is a lot deeper than it was back in the day. And Chris Johnston joins us now on the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me on today.
So you just decided, screw it, I'm not even going to fish. I'm going to fish 3 days of tournament and still win the AOI.
Yeah, I shot for 11th place this year. I take my 11th and I go home a day early and skip.
You know, it's a funny thing. When I was fishing opens, that's what my wife used to always say. She goes, I hope you finish 13th. I'm like, why 13th? She goes, because I want to go home, and I want you to make the most amount of money you can make, and let's go home. I don't want to fish that final deal. When did you feel like this? I mean, this was a mystical season for you because, I mean, you had all these late catches, you know, late in a tournament catches starting right out, you know, from the beginning or at Okeechobee. But when did you start thinking that, you know, this could be an AOI season, even though I'm not making the top tens and I'm not winning the big blue trophy?
Yeah, probably like halfway through the season, kind of in that mix of whatever, fourth, fifth, and AOI, and like 30, 40 points out. You start looking at it probably halfway through the season thinking, I got a chance.
Yeah.
I just got to get some top 10 finishes.
You know, it's an interesting system. I actually posted, you know, because NASCAR's going through this whole thing. NASCAR fans are like, hey, you know what I mean? They don't like the playoffs, and, you know, they wanted a season long, which is kind of what you guys do. I actually put a post up, no disrespect to you, but I did put a post up saying, I wonder if there should be bonus points for winning a tournament in AOI, or should there be bonus points for making the top 10? Do you get 5 extra points? Something like that. I don't know if any of that makes sense, but, I mean, what you did was just amazing, man.
I appreciate it. It doesn't feel like it was a stellar year by any means, because like you said, the year before I had 4 top 10s. It's like, oh, I'm making top 10s, having a good year. Well, this year just kind of felt like just kind of a good year, like just cashing checks. It didn't feel like a stellar year. I was lucky to be in contention kind of after the last two events for AOI, but holy smokes, was that last tournament ever stressful?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you and Trey McKinney go in there tied. I did pick you in the pick'em matchup for.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I do it publicly, by the way, because I write that article for Bassmaster.com. So I did go in there and take you. I just thought that. And Trey's a wonderful fisherman. He's a great fisherman. He shows that he can catch them everywhere. He's not just a one trick pony like a lot of people try to paint him out to be. But this,
no doubt about that.
But what people, I don't think people understand, because they think of northern fishermen as just deep water smallmouth guys, because your dominance at the St. Lawrence and Lake Ontario and things like that. But they don't understand what you were fishing at the Mississippi River with all that grass and doing the different things that you're going to do. That's kind of how you grow up. That's kind of how a lot of those natural lakes are up north and in Canada, right? I mean, that looked like it fit your eye, didn't it?
100%. That looked like a lake that was 10 minutes from my house. I grew up flipping, frogging, flipping deep milfoil, punching. I didn't really start fishing smallmouth a lot till I was in my late teens, kind of 20s. that's when smallmouth kind of took off around our place. So I grew up fishing mainly largemouth in heavy cover.
When you hear those names, and you've heard it ad nauseum over the weekend and then all throughout this week as you've been doing all the different podcasts that people will be able to see and so on, but when you hear Kevin Van Dam, Roland Martin, and then Guido Hibden, who went back to back. Now Kevin and Roland, they ended up, I think, three or four in a row. Kevin, I know, at least did four in a row once. I think Roland might have done it, you know, as well. But still, even though the field is different, those are pretty big names, man. To put your name right next to them,
100%. Just to be mentioned along those guys' names is kind of. I never thought it would happen.
Yeah,
to be honest. So I'm very blessed to just win one at Wild Alone too.
Well, you know, when Roland was winning, and I've said this to him, but when Roland was winning, it's like the original six in hockey. You know what I mean? It's a little bit easier. There's only six. You know what I mean? It was like the original six. He had like six guys that he had to beat. And now there's 30 teams in hockey, and there's a lot. The field is very, very deep. I mean, there's no doubt about it's deep.
And it's very hard to have a secret or keep something to yourself. Like, I feel like back in the day, and this applies to me back when I was at home, if you found a secret lure, secret place to fish, like secret spot, you could keep something like that to yourself and have an advantage for a few years.
Mm.
Now, with all the coverage, Bassmaster Live, YouTube, you might only get one tournament out of like some new technique that you figured out, and then 80 other guys on the Elite Series know how to do it and can do it just as good as you. So it's very hard to keep an upper hand.
Did you have a number in mind in terms of place that you needed to finish to knock out Trey? I know that there was a point in time where Jay Shakur got himself into the mix as well, but it pretty much felt like a two-horse race going in to the Upper Mississippi. Did you have, like, I got to finish top 20, I got to finish top 10? What did you think you needed to beat Trey?
Well, normally to beat him, you probably need a top 10, basically anywhere you go. But I just said, I'm going to shoot for a top 20, and it is what it is. But obviously, it's just I'm trying to do as good as I can. But I really didn't have a good practice. So after my practice, I was like, if I got a top 20, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, you did get that top 20, 19th there at the Upper Mississippi. But this whole season, I mean, let's be honest with you. I think you actually referred to this. I'll clean it up a little bit because, you know, guys back home, they would say that guy's got a horseshoe up his butt. Kind of been the way your year went. I mean, you had these amazing late catches, but you know, when opportunity meets preparation, that's when you get luck. And you know, you had the opportunity, you were prepared, and you made the catch. But you had some incredible late catches all season long to make this happen.
100%. I don't know, someone was looking out for me this year or something. But like you said, like they were kind of calculated spots at the end, but it doesn't always work out. Very rarely does. And I don't know, at Palatka, day two on the way back, had 10 minutes of fish. I catch an 8.5 pounder. 10 killer with, I don't even know, 3 minutes of fish. I catch my biggest one today, right beside checking like a 3.5. And then St. Clair, I catch my biggest one. I make it back to checking with 1 minute. And it was the biggest one I caught all week, which tied me with McKinney going in the final event. So just lots of those key moments that really kind of did it for me this year, to be honest.
Talk about getting it done, especially on day three on Saturday. The emotions must have been all over the place because you had gone up to pool 7. You came back at 9:45 or so, I think, is when you came back to pool 8. First of all, were you concerned about, I mean, in your mind, were you like, oh, I'm going to get stuck behind a barge, I need to get down back to 8? Was it that, or was it just weren't there?
I just wasn't feeling it. I spent a half a day in practice. I said, I'm going to go up there, try two spots, try and get two or three big ones, and it didn't happen. I caught four small ones. I'm like, I don't feel it. I'm going back to pool 8. I just wasn't feeling it.
And then you hit the spot. Tell me about the spot that you hit in pool 8 where, you know, there's a hole in the grass, and there's literally, I mean, those are usually onesies or twosies, and you know, like a little school of them there all in that one little hole.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the Mississippi River was fishing like that all week. You could fish half a mile of the same looking stuff, throwing a frog, and the bass were grouped up in very, very tight areas, like the size of your boat. And that's what I had hit there along that grass. And I'd caught a couple on a frog the day before in that exact hole. And I actually slipped in a couple times, didn't get a bite. Well, on day two, I'm like, I threw my frog, nothing. I'm like, I'm going to flip it again. and holy smokes, they were eating the flipping whatever creature bait I was throwing that day. And I probably caught 8 or 10 out of that one hole, which really kind of did it for me that whole tournament.
Yeah.
That was the key moment in that tournament.
You know, it's well known that you and Corey obviously share a lot of information. You guys, you know, work together. You're the brothers Johnston when it comes to a fishing organization, basically.
Yep.
But he's, you know, he was top 10. I mean, he was fishing really well. How does that communication go when, you know, because last year you won the AOI, he won the tournament at the St. Lawrence, the same, you know, same event. That was an amazing day for you guys. But how much communication, as it's going on now, is there between the two of you, you know, this past tournament?
This past tournament, to be honest, like, not a lot. Just, like, I don't know, I just asked him, well, how'd you catch him today? And he was really just winging it. Like, he didn't have a solid game plan. He could have went and caught two or three bass, but he was fishing more around in, like, an area in Pool 7 where there was a bigger fish.
Yeah.
But you might not get 5 bites. And I fished Pool 8, so it was like fishing 2 different lakes, to be honest.
Yeah.
So really didn't really benefit each other from, like, communicating at all. And he practiced Pool 7 most of the time and Pool 9.
Yeah.
He wanted to try and kind of swing for the fence. He had nothing to lose. So he's like, I'm going to try and find something different away from everyone.
Chris Johnston was...
And I thought I'd... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, Chris Johnston with us here as he wins back-to-back AOIs. Saturday, though, man, I mean, it's 2 o'clock, and you got 4. You take me through your mindset then. You talk about stress. Are you sitting there thinking, I blew this thing or what?
100%. I'm like, I'm going to blow this thing. Like, I at least need to catch 5 bass just to make him catch a decent limit, right? I'm like, I can't weigh in 4 bass on the final day of the season and blow AOI. So, I was stressing. That day aged me 5 years, I think.
I hated that we didn't, and this happens in the Classic, too. I don't know what the answer is or how you get around it. I hated that we didn't get to hear from Trey at all. You know what I mean? Because he weighed in. He didn't have enough to beat you. Boom, get him off the stage, and there we are with you. And, you'd want to say you have to feel for the kid. You don't feel for the kid because he's 20 years old and he's won buku dollars, you know, winning tournaments left and right. But second year in a row that he's second to you. I mean, you two guys just kind of taking this thing yourself. But it would have been nice to hear from him at least on the stage, you know, before he had to exit.
100%. And Bass warns us, and it's especially at the Classic.
Yeah.
Mercer always does a speech. He's like, if you're leading this tournament going into the final day, you better win it. Because if not, your exit will be quick off the stage and you'll get no time. And I guess the same with AOI, I guess. And it is what it is. It's going to happen to me a few times as well, I'm sure.
We'll see. I mean, this has really been something. Chris Johnston wins the AOI back-to-back events, and you still got some damage to do this fall. I mean, we've heard about some of the other guys talking about heading down to Gunnersville. Are you in that ultimate fishing thing? Are you going to go down and fish that?
I am going to do that one. I got a tournament here in Canada in Kingston for $50,000.
Nice.
Tomorrow, and then Gunnersville for $500,000, and then the boat's getting put away, and it's going to be hunting season.
We won't
hang out with the kiddos.
We won't see you. We won't see you on the EQ circuit then as well for those 3 fall tournaments.
No. I don't have enough time, honestly. If I didn't have kids, I'd do them.
There you go.
Fun, that Champlain would be a fun one.
Absolutely.
I just don't have time.
Well, we appreciate you, man. You've joined us throughout the year. You always join us throughout the year. You're always very accommodating with your time, and we appreciate that. And great job winning this championship. And I don't know. Next thing, I guess, got to win a Classic now. Let's go do that.
I appreciate it. That's the goal.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. Chris Johnston, always really good. 36 years old, former professional hockey player. Just those guys are just good dudes, man. They're just really good dudes. Tremendous work by him, and then who knows? I mean, we'll see what the future holds, but doing it again in this era is really something. All right, we'll get a break in here, and when we come back, we will wrap it up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Time now for some cold, hard facts as the Bassmaster Elite season comes to an end and we look forward to the fall EQ season. I meant what I said earlier about Chris Johnson's AOI season being even more special because of the sheer depth of the field these days, but I will add this. There are a couple of guys out there fishing other circuits that I sure would like to see compete with the best of the best, and you know who they are. Maybe someday it'll happen. Also, this year we saw another tournament circuit fish with no forward-facing sonar. They say that their events are targeting the everyday fishermen, guys with jobs, and not just touring pros. But the reality is, touring pros made up 90% of their top 50 in AOI points, with the top 9 all Bassmaster elites. The reality is, the bottom 50 are funding those guys. And finally, while there's plenty of great content out there covering fishing, Bassmaster Radio continues to be available to over 200 radio stations a week and is consumed by over 300,000 listeners per week on various platforms. By far, the biggest audience in the industry, and we thank each and every one of you. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.